negotiations.
Wouldn't it be nice if we actually did get along with Russia?
It's statements like this that make Moscow think it could be the start of a beautiful friendship.
I don't think that we can expect love or gifts from Donald Trump. But what we can expect from him is an understanding that Russia and the U.S. have some common interests and some reasonable deals can be achieved.
He's already making an impression here. On sale in Moscow, the Trumpophone, gold-plated with his portrait. Russian artists are painting him, Russian politicians posing as him. And in the village of Kasimova, a rare honour indeed, they've declared Donald an honorary Cossack. But why? Because, unlike most U.S. presidents, Trump wants good relations with Russia, says Cossack chief Andrei, and because he has a beautiful Slavic wife. Until recently, all the talk in Russia and the West was of confrontation, of a new Cold War. But now, something astonishing is happening. Suddenly, the Russians seem to sense that they have powerful friends, not only in the White House, but in Europe too. Last week, Bulgarians elected a president who seeks closer ties with Moscow. And a pro-Russia candidate won Moldova's presidential election. Could power be shifting Moscow's way? Back in the Cossack village, they speak of a new era. A new world. Russia, they believe, is coming in from the cold.